Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Last year, the EPA began requiring thousands of water systems to test for more than two dozen types of PFAS in the most wide-scale effort ever to track their spread across the United States. PFAS are man-made chemicals that are resistant to heat, water, and oil, and are commonly known as forever chemicals. Across the country, 608 systems were recently found to have measured for PFAS. Together, those water systems serve nearly 35 million people. The number of affected Americans will surely grow as the EPA publishes quarterly updates to this data. The chemicals are nearly indestructible and have been used widely for decades in food packaging, firefighting foam used most often on airport runways, and other non-stick and water-repellent items. They can eventually build up in the environment and human bodies, increasing the risk of cancer and other serious health problems. These results represent one-time samples, and the rule is to use a running annual average. One sample does not dictate public health. It's the long-term trend that matters. There are thousands of forever chemicals, but the EPA has now put standards on six of the most common and most studied. Nearly 7,000 water systems may have to eventually take action to remove these PFAS from their water. And doing so isn't cheap. Collectively, the EPA estimates it'll cost $1.5 billion per year for America's 66,000 public drinking water systems to monitor their water for PFAS, inform customers of the results, and find new sources of water or install equipment to treat their water. The PFAS limits are not official, but the EPA is rolling them out in phases over the next several years to reduce the burden on cities, many of which have limited budgets and personnel. It is encouraging that PFAS levels in water are getting this new kind of scrutiny from the EPA.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.